Radical abortion group Jane's Revenge threatens domestic terrorism. By Paul Bois on June 15, 2022. Jane's Revenge, the group responsible for firebombing dozens of pro-life pregnancy centers throughout the country, has now threatened acts of domestic terrorism. In an open letter issued to pro-life centers across the country, Jane's Revenge took ownership for acts of violence and vandalism at pregnancy centers throughout the country and promised to escalate their tactics if pro-lifers continue operations as usual. The group declared, "Your 30 days expired yesterday. We offered an honorable way out. You could have walked away. Now the leash is off. And we will make it as hard as possible for your campaign of oppression to continue. We have demonstrated in the past month how easy and fun it is to attack. We are versatile, we are mercurial, and we answer to no one but ourselves." Promising to take increasingly drastic measures without giving any details, the group said it will attack these centers both overtly and covertly until insurance companies and financial backers realize you are a bad investment. The manifesto continued, "From here forward, any anti-choice group who closes their doors and stops operating will no longer be a target. But until you do, it's open season, and we know where your operations are. The infrastructure of the enslavers will not survive. We will never stop, back down, slow down, or retreat." After admitting the joy it finds in causing such destruction, Jane's Revenge concluded its manifesto by addressing its supporters, encouraging them to take matters into their own hands wherever they see fit. "And for the allies of ours who doubt the authenticity of the communiques and actions, there is a way you can get your beautiful proof that these actions are real. Go do one of your own. You are already one of us. Everyone with the urge to paint, to burn, to cut, to jam, now is the time." The shocking threats of domestic terrorism prompted Florida Senator Marco Rubio, R., to call on Attorney General Merrick Garland to open an investigation. According to Life News, as many as 59 cases of pro-abortion violence and intimidation have been reported since the leak of the Supreme Court draft decision that aims to overturn Roe v. Wade. Catholic Vote has also documented as many as 23 cases of attacks on pregnancy centers and pro-life groups in the same time frame.